Hey guys, welcome back to the Upground Kids podcast. Today we'll be talking about monsters. I'm your host, Winter, with my other hosts, Eli, Sophia, and Oliver.
That's not even ASMR, that's just straight up robot. Like,
it wasn't meant to be ASMR.
Oh, okay.
It was just meant to creep out Sophia and it worked.
Okay, let's get started.
Podcast here.
All right, guys.
Winter, go ahead and talk
so
about
we actually, this episode.
Did
we
you
actually.
Die?
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm trying
what?
To go.
All right. I'm listening.
I'm trying to go. All right.
I'm listening.
Why is that so?
This episode. At this point. Okay. No. There's that moment where it just
Yo,
goes down.
I'm
oh,
trying
sorry,
to go.
I'm
like. I'm sorry. That voice is funny. All right. This episode we actually planned ahead. Like we know who's going first, and it's me.
I'm
oh
actually going
gosh.
To
That's all we planned.
Oh, okay,
don't
never
lie.
Mind. Sophia goes first. Go ahead, Sophia.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sophia.
If you're really that right, passionate fine. About it, I can. I don't know.
You just
I've never played
should,
my next
guys,
system.
So. We're sorry. Let's get started.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to talk about demons. And I know, we did it like supernatural ghost, whatever the fuck it was. Like, I get it. Relax, all right? Because this episode is monsters.
You pissed them off.
Demons are monsters, okay? And we're going to go into demon stuff that no one else has talked about yet. So it's going to be interesting.
We should play Phasmophobia for
Shut
a game.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Oh, yeah, that would actually be fun.
That would be
really
fun.
Do you need VR for that?
It's hand controlled. What are you talking about?
I have
VR.
VR.
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
Bro, I saw that.
Anyways. A demon is a supernatural being. Typically associated with evil, prevalent historically in religion, occultism, literature, fiction, mythology, and folklore. So, I mean, you guys probably knew that. You kind of probably know what a demon is, but just in case.
I'm sorry.
Eli just, like, burped.
It's a bodily function.
Guys,
I'm trying to control it.
All right, we need to focus. This is, like, the most,
I'm
like,
focused.
ADD.
I'm
this is, like, the most ADD episode I've
That's
ever had.
That's because, like...
Satan is the first demon I'm going to talk about, except Satan, I don't know if he's technically a demon, he's like the devil, whatever, who really fucking cares, you know?
Like,
all
yes
die anyway.
And no.
I've
Oliver,
more than one
I didn't ask,
he's
no. I'm just kidding, I'll ask soon, all right,
yeah,
but
yeah,
not
yeah, we'll
yet, alright? So, many renditions of Satan portray him as a monster, so that's why he's in the monster episode.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about Satan really at all yet. That's
we didn't like get deep into it. We talked about
yeah,
him.
We like mentioned him.
I got
the way
close.
We're talking about it here
yeah.
is like the idealized
in
like,
magic. We kind of talked
version
about
of it.
I got close right. with the
Was it magic?
Lesser keys in
yeah.
magic.
Yeah.
That's as close as we got because I covered some stuff on demons in there.
I feel like we only covered like spiritualism and not like the
mm-hmm.
really fun folklore.
Yeah. So in his most basic roots, Satan is an Abrahamic entity that seduces people into sinning. And straying from the path of the Lord. Satan is typically depicted as, like, a fallen angel that rebelled against God, and despite this, he is often still somehow manages to be powerful enough to be, like, the ruler of evil and hell, and he has, like, a bunch of, like, ridiculously overpowered supernatural abilities that are, he can just, like, use whenever he wants. So, like, I don't really get, like, how he got punished by God, because it seems like he still, like, can do a lot of, like, cool stuff. But his role in religion varies, like, from religion to religion, because there's a lot of Abrahamic religions, and also era to era, because Satan's significance in religion has changed over time, like, a lot, actually. And today, I would say, is probably actually the most influential that Satan's ever been in...
Probably.
Our world, because
yeah.
he's kind of known in, like, the actual religion, like, talk about Satan a little bit, but probably not that much, more so in other countries, I think, than America, like, I know in South America, I'll get to this a little bit more later, but in South American countries, he's a lot more known to be, like, a real thing, I guess, but in our media, we see him all the time, like, there's, like, the show Lucifer, and there's, like, an actual Church of Satan now, and, like, all this crazy shit.
Well... Church of Satan is, like...
It's an atheist church, but...
Not really
yeah.
for Satan.
There are also legit Satan worshippers, which There's like both I've like more like cult like Satan worshippers, and then there's like witches that sometimes worship Satan.
Yeah.
Where was I? So we can, I guess, many of the interactions we can see with Satan today is exorcisms, which like sounds crazy, but I'm not kidding. If you, what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Oliver's just way too tall in his chair.
They're like T-posing at each other.
Okay. I just looked across the table and Oliver's like twice as tall as me. And I'm like, is it his chair?
I don't know. Can I just start standing up? Right. I'm just like challenging him. Like, excuse me.
You guys need to chill the fuck out.
Well, for now, Oliver is the dominant alpha, and I'll just admit it.
I don't think you had to say that.
He has the best chair.
I could have just not admitted that he's the dominant elf. I'm sorry, but if we didn't have that standoff,
Oliver.
It's because his chair is bigger.
Well, yeah, he just looks taller.
Get out of my house if you say that again.
Who's taller, Eli or me? Oliver? You guys are like the same height.
I think we're the same height. We're not sure.
All right, this doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
No, wait.
I don't know why I'm sorry. This is your guys' fault.
Okay, you should apologize for yourself, though.
But no. Right. Shut up.
Just for you being part of this, you should be apologizing.
But anyway. Exorcisms are like a real thing, like all the time, especially in South American cultures.
It's really cool.
You can watch. I don't think they're cool. They're like fucked up. You can watch them, and they're like people like freaking the fuck out, like screaming and like thrashing around and getting like exorcised, and it happens like on a day-to-day basis in certain like countries, mainly in South America, and it's like fucking insane.
What did you expect when you see the TV version of Exorcism?
At The Conjuring.
I don't know, but it was scary.
Have you guys seen that? The beginning scene with the...
The Conjuring?
Yeah.
No. Do you mean The Conjuring or The Exorcist?
I've only seen The Conjuring. Am I thinking of...
Wait, I think you're thinking of
The Exorcist.
I don't think I've seen that.
Is literally
because I don't think... Does The Conjuring have... No, it does.
It has the one that's getting possessed, and then the priest comes the next day.
The Exorcist is based on a true story, which is so disturbing because there's
The Conjuring. So.
The Exorcist has, like, you can look up audio from the actual Exorcist of this, like, little girl, and it's, like, really scary.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have to check it out. Actually,
it's super scary. And, yeah, but
I
anyway.
Like...
Sorry, I interrupted. That was just
No, it's okay. but, yeah, to me, like, as a non-believer... of that, like, Satan is real, like, exorcisms definitely mess with me, because I'm like, what is going on? Like, why is this, why are people doing
Same
this?
Same here.
Yeah.
This seems, like, real, but, like, what? It just confuses me.
It's just
That's,
torture,
like, the
right?
best evidence,
yeah.
I think, for, like, any religion.
It's probably the strongest evidence I've ever seen of, like, Satan being real,
yeah.
I would say.
Whatever has to do with, like, some sort of hypnosis, if anything. Like, not necessarily hypnosis, but, like, some way to trick your mind into thinking a certain way.
If it's not sane, I think there's, like, definitely mental issues that can explain it.
I've researched hypnosis quite a bit for one of my old projects, and it can fuck with you if they get deep enough, I guess you could say, like, with posts or in your mind.
Yeah.
No,
really
keep going.
Weird.
I just wonder if that's, like, if it wasn't related to Satan, that might be a certain way.
There are some evil creatures out there. I'm going to say that.
Well,
of course
is,
you
like...
would say that. It's like always like, no, it's demons. They're everywhere.
No, like, literally.
There's a demon behind you. Watch
three
out.
Three of them are at the table right now.
That would be
a, I'm talking
God,
about,
a demon.
I'm talking about literal preachers.
That's
like,
my grandma.
They are nice people. There's a lot of them.
Oh, creatures.
Creatures.
Wait, preachers or creatures?
Creatures.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
With a P.
Oh, yeah,
creatures.
Okay.
The
oh, yeah.
People in the church
you
who are halftime evil or corrupt.
I think that's really worrying.
Well, I mean, you got the Catholic Church with a bunch of, like, sex scandals. Well, not
Roman
really.
Catholic Church.
Yeah,
you're right. Roman Catholic Church with a bunch of pedophilia going on.
Gotta defend your religion.
No, I mean, that's good a good
stuff.
Point. I shouldn't have generalized it like that.
It's cool.
Anyways, I keep saying anyways.
Like
kind of
a dead body in Sophia's car.
Wait, at the end of the episode, you should do an anyways.
A dead
count.
Body in my car.
Is that a car?
Do a what?
Anyways.
Oh,
it
looked like a dead body from the side
oh,
for
true,
a second.
Guys.
That would be amazing.
At the end of this podcast, I'll edit in a thing where I'll try and count how many times I say anyways. And I might actually not do that because it
I'll
sounds like
you.
A pain
I'll do
in
it.
Ass. But maybe we'll do that. And apparently Sophia will help me, so I guess we'll do that.
Anyways. I go through the raw audio, like, just for you and count.
All right, thank you.
That's my
branching off of,
well,
I
need a job.
Yo, shut up.
Anyways, sorry.
Shut up.
You should say anyways.
Talking, but shut up.
Starts screaming at Oliver.
Oliver was like just sitting there, polite. Oliver's just politely sitting there, and I'm like, shut up, Oliver.
Anyways,
branching off of Satan, I found this like cool thing of the seven devils, which is like this concept popularized by this one dude who wrote this thing in the medieval times. I can't remember his name. I think it was in like early 1400s. So that's not even really medieval, is it? But anyway, okay, I need to stop.
That was not that plural, one, so it doesn't count.
That one was like legit. That one did. I wasn't like meant to be a joke. I'm just obsessed with the word now. It's too late.
Yeah.
So there's this really cool idea of seven devils.
Yeah.
Which are like they're kind of like the seven princes of hell too, and they're all basically variations of Satan, except one of them is Satan, but whatever. So the first one is Lucifer, and they also all there's the seven deadly sins, and they all represent one of the sins. So first one is Lucifer, who is pride, and you know, you've probably heard the Morning Star, which is also Lucifer, and he's probably the most common rendition of Satan that isn't just the word Satan. He has Hebrew origins, and I included pictures of all of these, so when the script comes out, you guys can look at all these cool pictures, because they all look pretty cool. Lucifer looks like probably one of the most traditional-looking versions of Satan you see in media now is like big winged, horned, scary dude.
Oh, like a devil.
Second, the second one is Mammon.
Did I say something wrong?
I think it's pronounced Mammon because that just sounds better.
Mammon?
Mammon.
I feel like Mammon or Mammon.
Mammon.
I feel like Mammon sounds more. It sounds like salmon.
So it just can't be that.
I don't know.
It's not allowed to be related.
He represents greed.
Ew, that's really ugly.
And,
it's you.
The meaning of the word mammon is like used as a word too. Is wealth regarded as an evil influence or worship, and devotion, and his name was taken from medieval writers as the name of the devil, of, I don't know how to pronounce this one, but
where
covetousness.
Oh wait, I remember
Covet.
It says all the time at church. I just need to remember it. Covetousness.
Covetousness. Okay, yeah. And he looks gross. He looks like this like little like.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
He looks
hating.
Like this like disgusting like.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah. He's literally like no crossed with Ebenezer Scrooge though, because like
That's
he has that
true.
Same weird old man face and like the hair.
Yeah, he looks weird.
He'd be clutching the money sacks. Good stuff. I thought they were babies actually, but they're not.
So is it only related to wealth or?
Yeah. It's just greed.
Greed, wealth.
Yeah, so it's like anything to do with that.
The Buddha's greatest enemy.
So I can like collect Nikes and just love them with a passion.
Sure. Following this dude, we got Asmodeus.
So wait, Asmodeus is the guy I read an entire paragraph off
I know.
Of the book.
I remember. I'm just gonna briefly go over him.
Yeah.
You.
So as you guys may have learned in our last podcast, he's like the prince of demons. And he has three heads, and he represents lust, and he's just a scary three-headed demon dude.
See, I don't get it. How could a thing like that represent lust?
You mean that gorgeous being? What are you talking about?
Okay,
what?
I'm sorry. Also, it looks like he has more than one head in that. It looks like there's like
true, it looks like
four.
Five.
There's a bunch of animals behind him. Also, I'm not sure why this reminded me, but the last demon reminded me about how in class we were saying, hey, bubbly
mammon.
Or, mammon, for some reason reminded me when we said he looked like Rumpelstiltskin, that sparkly water, LaCroix, someone said, it's what TV static looks like, what TV static would taste like if it was a drink.
That's true.
That
That's weird.
Like, it's so correct, that's just like, what?
This is why you don't drink LaCroix.
Anyways, next up we have Leviathan, which is another one we've mentioned before.
I like the name of that.
I know, Leviathan is like the coolest word ever.
Can I name my kid
this
Leviathan?
Concept
yes,
art.
But it might be
Will
weird. It could be like Levy for short.
That's something. Well chosen.
Levi?
It's so cool.
No, Levy.
Levy or Levi?
Yes.
I like the name Levi. I would name them, or I would nickname them Levi.
Levy has a connotation to a famous scientist.
But, who gives a shit about the scientists? Yeah. We're talking Levi. Sounds cooler.
All right. Anyway, Levi. I mean, Leviathan represents.
Come envy. On, call him by his nickname.
Envy. Envy. Did you hear envy?
All right. Got it. Got it.
Leviathan is sorry. Leviathan is a creature like from the sea, like a massive sea serpent from Jewish mythology. So freaking cool. And it's like just the coolest looking one in my opinion. Just picture a massive sea serpent with a bunch of like
tentacles
and spike arms and shit.
In the photo that you showed, is that clouds in the cliff with the person?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I can't see.
Also, it's so cool. You sounded there like Michael Reeves for a bit when you were just repeating Levi.
Okay.
Eddie.
Levi, you're just like repeating it, and all I can think of is Michael Reeves.
I don't even know who that is.
I mean, I know who he is like very well, but what?
No, just how the way what? You keep saying
it just
something.
Like his voice?
The way you repeated something.
It sounds like his speech pattern. Or something.
It's the same sound that he makes when he's repeating something. It's just like, that's whack.
Maybe I'm a future tech genius or something.
I wouldn't call him a tech genie.
I mean, he's pretty good at it. But anyway, Leviathan is from. He's been in a bunch of books, the Hebrew Bible. The book of Job, the book of Isaiah,
Job.
The book of Amos, and he's also mentioned in the book of the apocryphal book of Enoch, which I'm not familiar with that one, but I wrote it down for some reason.
Why does Enoch sound familiar? Oh, wait, I know why Enoch sounds familiar.
And next up, we got Beelzebub, who represents gluttony.
Wait, why do I know that?
We learned it in Calvin's
because
class.
It's also like another
and
word for
it. It was Lord of the Flies unit.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you.
We had to memorize Beelzebub.
So Beelzebub is, or Beelzebul, is a name derived from a Philistine god formerly worshipped in Ekron, which I don't know what that means either. And he was later adopted by Abrahamic religions as a major demon. Like, sometimes he's definitely referenced to Satan as well. Yeah, like in Christian, I think that's pretty much the last note I have for him is in Christianity, just he's like basically Satan sometimes. And he also is one of the most traditional looking demons from what I found, is he, or devils I guess, is he has wings, he's like big and scary, he has horns. He's kind of ugly, though.
No, that's kind of like a hot demon, you know? Like, he should be the one that symbolizes less. Like,
we
should have
been rating these all out of 10 on looks.
Yeah.
I feel like Lucifer should be just because of that
also,
show.
At the end of this, I want you to rate, like, the believability of each one. Because I think that would, like, really
add
something.
Yeah, we should go back and do that.
Yeah.
Hell?
Next up, I have Satan. And my only note was Rutro, because you probably heard of Satan.
Who's
Satan? Satan represents wrath.
What?
He has his like most accurate depiction, I believe, is goat head, horns, wings, body of something, and he has like a tail and like goat hooves, I think. But
that's pretty wild.
I include that in the picture. I mean, we already talked about him a lot, so I'm not really gonna say any more, but Satan is one of these seven devils. Finally we have Belphegor.
This is that one way. That one I can't even vouch for being hot.
That one's kinda cool.
He is a very ugly
guy. I don't care
guy.
If he's ugly.
That
he's cool.
leg is so muscularly terrifying, and his toes are very wiggly.
Yeah, he's,
Okay, I've always thought those toes are really interesting. I've seen them in, like, what's it called? In, like, Where the Wild Things Are before, and I'm like, man,
oh,
those are
yeah.
some bold toes.
Dude, I missed that. That was, like, one of my favorite books as
good
a kid.
Winter is ready to stop.
He's, his sin is sloth, and I guess his most common way of, like, seducing people into sinning is suggesting ingenious inventions that will make them rich. So he basically is like, sort of like the, I would classify him as like the intelligence sin.
Wait.
Or like the over extent of knowledge.
Yeah.
And he is very ugly, by the way.
Why does
really
this
ugly.
Sound like every single cool person on YouTube who's trying to sell you to get them to sell something on Amazon to make money? Like, you know those people who are like, do this to get rich fast, like all of those on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
This is them.
Yeah. They're all disciples of Belphegor, I guess.
100%. Where they're like, we can get rich by getting by faking people into making them rich.
All right,
sorry,
go ahead.
Is he somehow buddies with the is it demon of wealth or whatever?
Wait, I don't think any of these guys.
No, it's a joke. Oh, I'm saying, like, they have a weird connection. That's all.
You mean Mammon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they're buddies because they are both the ugliest ones.
And they work together. He's like, hey, I'll help you with the whole wealth thing. They have, like, similar
goals, yeah.
He's like, I'll help you with the wealth thing if you help me try to sell this shitty.
So, what did you want to do, Eli? Go back and rate the believability of each of them?
Yeah, man.
I thought you meant the look of each of them.
We'll rate look while we're at it.
All right. Let's do 1 to 10 scale for look and believability.
All right. Okay.
Lucifer. Starting with Lucifer.
Okay, believability is like 9 for me, and he looks like a 7.
I'm with Eli on 9, 10-ish, just because he's referenced so much.
Yeah.
And he's used a lot in modern-day stuff. I'm going to say 9 because of the TV show Lucifer. Have you seen it?
I mean, no, I've seen ads for it. I haven't
recommended
it.
He's like a hot actor, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'd rate believability 1, luck 10, because the sun looks cool.
It does look cool.
And
really
he's
cool.
The sun, apparently.
I would rate believability 0. And the look, I think he does look pretty cool, so I'd give him a solid 7, 8.
Good stuff.
Slash 8, I mean.
Alright.
We got cool wins.
Mammon,
automatic. 0 on look.
Very ugly. Hey, is he holding a kid or a cat?
If I saw him in an alley, I would run.
Hey, listen, his money alone gives him 2 points.
He doesn't look cool or good.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing about him is appealing. Like, some of them are, like, scary. Some of them are, like, ugly, but they look cool. He just is, like, disgusting.
That's why his face is like that. He's constantly just sad because of people like you.
I'm going with believability 1 and look 1.
I can do that.
He's just a 1 all around for me.
I'm going to say 0 for believability.
You can't gotta say 0. It's a 1 to 10 scale. You have to go 1.
1. Sorry. Come on. 1 for all of him. I don't believe in him. And then for looks, I'll give him a solid 3 just out of pity.
I'm offended.
Why? He looks just like you.
Oh my god.
Hey.
He has your hair.
Are you making fun of his self-hate?
He doesn't have my hair.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Look under the frog hat.
It is a frog hat. Oh my god.
It looks like the kids with like the little like with the knit parts where that comes down.
I'm gonna have to put those in the sorry sheet later.
All right, don't worry about it. A 2, like on believability, because I've literally never heard of him, and like a 2 in looks as well, because he'd be styling with them shoes. My goodness.
Okay.
But his bony ass legs.
I don't care. The shoes are nice.
All right, Oliver. What about you?
Probably 2 in believability. Also, just because I've never heard of this man in my life, this demon, I'm going to say 3 just because he looks like Rumpelstiltskin and Scrooge and the other Mick Scrooge, whatever, from that one Christmas movie.
Okay, let's speed run the next 5 because we don't want to take forever on this.
True, we're running out of time.
Believability 1. Look.
This
5.
Is for this is for Asmodeus, by the
sorry,
way.
Sorry, 5
1,
for
look 1.
Believability 1, look 7.
What?
Believability...
He looks cool.
No.
He does look cool.
Believability 8, because references. All right. Look, cooler I'm going to say 8, because he looks cool and has a lot of power.
Yeah.
Like, a cat sticking out of your neck does not make you look cool.
Leviathan, believability... 1, and then look, I'll give it a solid 9.
I'm giving believability a 3, which is the only one that won't be 1 for me, just because he's, like, cool. Actually, that's a lie, though, all the other ones that are 1. Just because I want him to be real, but I don't think he is.
Yeah.
But look, 10, amazing, super cool, favorite one.
I give him epic. A 4 on believability, because he's referenced in the Bible, and a 10, because that's just hecka cool, bro.
Alright.
I say 10, just because there's many other similar creatures that exist in other religions that reference back to a large sea creature type thing, and 10 just because it looks awesome.
Alrighty,
it's so cool.
Beelzebub. 10 and no, why did I say 10? Actually, wait, yes, 10 for believability just because of the reference to Satan.
Yeah.
Probably like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd go 3 for believability because I feel like. There's, like, manifestations of Beelzebub that aren't necessarily real, but they, like, it's, like, a mob mentality type thing.
That makes sense.
And also, I would put, like, 7 for look, because he does look pretty cool.
8 for look, 1 for believability.
All right, Satan, I would go 4 for believability, because he's the most believable out of all of these, in my opinion. And I would definitely 10 on looks, like, Satan just looks super cool.
I give him a 10 on believability, or a 9, and like a 6. He's not the best.
That's aggressive.
I'm what? No, I was just kind
of, he's gonna take his wrath out on you.
Well, rip Satan.
I feel like I gave him a 10 just because, like, I've just seen or, like, heard so many, like, allusions to Saiyan that are just, like, too cool for me to just not count as a 10.
I'm kind of in the same boat as Winter. I would say believability will give it a 3 or 4.
Oh.
I don't know. Just because that's, like, the only thing where I could see, because, like, religion is very iffy for me, and so that's the only, like, real connection I would.
A lot of these are, like, used. Like, the reason I gave a lot of these points, like, extra points was because they're just Lucifer.
I guess the general origin is what I'm...
Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Satan are definitely the top.
Look, yeah, I would give it 9.
I give it 10s all around just because it's a goat. It's a man with a goat head and wings. What else do you need?
Goat man. And
then also, believably, it's just like one of the main points of religion for the devil.
One moment. Can you imagine going into like an arena as a matador, right? And then you're up against like a
Satan.
You're not sure like where I to would, wave like, that little like road thing.
I would just do 180, walk out of there. Just be like, cool, no.
You're like, wow, you look real cool. I'll give you a solid 10. Bye. Okay, and
finally, Belphegor.
You have the literal pronunciation on the screen. It's Belfor. Or Belphegor.
No, it's Belphegor. I looked it up. I like listened to it pronounced. Okay. It's Belphegor.
Then what is that the Hebrew pronunciation that you got there?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, Hebrew.
Belphegor.
Okay. Nope.
It's and it says or right there. Oops, sorry. It
the
says
I
or.
Looked up is Belphegor. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, I would give it like 1 in believability and probably like a 1 in appearance. It's really disgusting.
I give him a 10 in believability and a 10
what?
Just because he's relatable. I feel like him. Oh
I said
gosh.
He looked like Eli.
Honestly, yeah. The whole like feeling like a
look
sloth.
Look at that posture. It's
I feel
like
I feel
thing.
Like a sloth a lot. So
just the climber
one
back
in believability, and I'll say a 7 in looks.
What the hell?
I think he looks cool. I like the wiggly toes and the tail.
Yeah.
I
love his
toes. Okay, Oliver.
Okay. He gets a 2 for believability, or a 3 for believability, just because. He is referenced, and he gets a 4, literally only for the wiggly toes, just because I'm calling them wiggly toes.
So, with the believability, are you guys basing it off of, like, the actual creatures themselves, or just their general, like, not powers, what's the word?
Like
influence in life?
I guess, so, yeah.
For me, it's mainly based on how influential they are.
On, okay. Like, literally just all biblical and pop culture references.
Like, I think I should have put... I think I got it pretty accurate. I put Beelzebub and Satan the highest on believability.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Because they are just the most
Who's going next?
I think I want to, just because I want to get out of the way, and I actually just really love goblins and ogres.
Okay.
Because they're like, they're such a misfit group. Oh my gosh, you never see them, right? So like, goblins...
I saw one the other day.
I'm looking at one right
tell
now.
Tell me about me.
All right, sorry.
Excuse me. All right. So goblins are, like, basically a twisted version of the fairy. So they're, like, little small and grotesque beings. That's, like, the general appearance. You know, like, the way, like, we think of them are, like, little pointy ear boys with, like, long noses. Maybe sharp teeth, and, like, little beady eyes, you know? Like, basically, like, a rat, but a person. I hate rats.
No okay. one likes them.
Yeah.
What? Well, rats are so
some
cute.
Some people love them. I disagree.
What?
Both okay. of you can fight
see,
me.
See, I would like them, too. Except the way their little mouth opens, like a little, like, pointy trap door with, like, little teeth in the front. Like, that's horrible.
I just want to chop their tails off. They're ugly as shit.
They're cute.
Okay, I'm about to get some real haters.
Okay, wait, let me
watch the I'll go, cancel Sophia. Kick her off the podcast. Okay, go ahead.
You're describe telling me as lucky.
No, not at all.
Gross.
Like, that's... I'm not...
Literally, I
I'm
look
not
at
a huge animal.
Like,
it's cute. That's so cute.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't even like mice.
Also, again, the way they're, like... appendages are like twisted up like
yeah,
that.
They're
like
feet.
A T-Rex with like long toenails.
What about bats? Do you think bats are
oh
cute?
My god,
no,
bats are
so
cute.
Cool.
Bats
oh
are
gosh.
So cute.
I love their little noses and the tiny
look
little
at these.
Eyes.
Besides
that's not cute. That's horrifying.
They're so cute.
They're okay. Horrifying.
I actually don't like the flying foxes. I like the ones with like the what? Little pushed up nose.
Flying
like,
foxes are so cute. Also, bats are so cute besides the fact that they're literal bringers of the plague, but that's shh. Another point.
Yeah, wasn't
so
that wasn't okay. Corona
fun idea.
You can't bat. Have a bat as a pet.
I heard, I don't know how true that is. Corona started from a bat. And
I think true. There was...
I don't know how true that is.
There was reference to that in the beginning. That is true, yeah.
Like, okay.
Which is not a surprise.
It's very likely.
I should say started from a bat. It started with humans from a bat. Like, that's how it was carried.
It started with humans eating a bat.
Did you know that America
no, the bat bit the human.
It was a good idea.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm going to look at
it. Parents doing research.
America thought in World War II it was a good idea to take out... No, I think... Or World War I. Anyway, to take out a bunch of Japan. Definitely World War II. With incendiary bats... Because like what? A certain species of bat was really prolific in Japan, and it rested in the roofs of their wooden houses. So they were like, "Hey, if we just like set some bats on fire, then we can like cause major catastrophes." They never went through with it, but like, what is wrong?
It's like the flipping what is it? Pigeon guided missiles?
Yes, I loved them. Those were so cool, and okay, I'm sad that they didn't go through with it.
Why?
It's like the beta version of AI. Isn't that a cool idea?
Literally a pigeon pecking out
the pigeons, and like the fact that they're like trained to literally peck at their death is horrible, but whatever. Okay, but let me continue.
Sorry.
So, their characteristics are primarily like mischievous and greedy, again, like twisted fairies pretty much. And they can have magical powers, like in most cases, but in some like modern folklore, they're also like. They also rely on, like, just basic trickery, and in some cases, really, really dumb traps, which I don't like. And variants of that are, like, brownies, which are basically, like, house elves. They're, like, mischievous again, but they're, like, good, and they just, like, do all of your chores if you, like, feed them with milk, which I think is a really
Fable
interesting
Haven.
Idea.
Yummy.
Yeah, I didn't learn from it from that, actually. I got a story about them in, like, this...
I thought wait, so you have to milk them for them to do your chores.
No,
no, you give them milk.
You leave. Okay, they live in the basement in the cold. Oh. You leave them wow. A saucer of milk.
And they
if
come
you
out.
Don't, then they like screw you up.
They milk you.
And then there's like imps, which are like kind of like they're like larger goblins basically, and they're like hecka ugly. They're not really magic. They just suck. I hate them.
Well, you've got demonic imps, the like evil flying ones that reference
those
the game.
Those are horrifying.
Those things are just cruel.
Also, random fact that I just thought of, did you know a major sign of, like, perversion in medieval times? Like, if you were a witch, you, like, kissed goat anus. Like, that was, like,
what?
The sign that you were a witch. And it's so weird,
what?
And I wonder where they got that
goat
from.
Anus?
That's
like,
weird.
Anyway.
Eli, have you checked the
what?
M-Journal thing recently? Because I haven't got
yeah.
any M-Journal to open up properly.
I'm still using it. Like, I literally used it as a sort, like, two sources this time.
Basically, it takes, like, a Wikipedia article or something and makes it look all fancy, and then it tells you need to pay to look at the rest to get by on, like, college stuff.
So, essentially, yeah, you can use Wikipedia, the exact, you can quote out of it, and then it'll show it as an academic paper that you have to pay, like, $100 to look at. And so, yeah, you can skate by professors. Anyway... Oh, and what's really smart is they put, like, a sort of, like, blotting over it, so, like, it can't be scanned by, you know, like, reading technologies to see that.
Right.
Wait, can you bring it up?
Oh, yeah. Is it actually working? Oh, it is.
It's so cool. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that great? And so then you just input the link, right? Whoa, that's kind of weird. That's not how I did it.
So this is just a Wikipedia article, but fancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You input, what's so cool is you can input the Wikipedia article link, and then it reads the page, and then uses AI to make it into a paper.
I've never gotten this to work on my computer before. I'm
I
really
shocked.
I literally
use it all the time. Okay.
That's
wait till any of your college professors reads this and is like, God damn it.
They're listening to the podcast right now to hear your secrets.
If a professor, like, found me out because they, like, were, like, following mischief, I would take that. Like, fail, or, like, whatever.
To be fair, if a professor is on mischief...
I'd be like,
bro, you gotta give it to them.
I approve. Yeah, okay.
300 an article, what the hell?
Yeah, bro.
What happens if someone actually purchases it?
I think MJournal just makes a heck ton of money, and then you get to see it.
You can actually email them to make a purchase.
No! That's insane. Alright, let me continue, though.
Okay.
So, goblins are really great. I feel like... Okay, and then ogres... are, like, just, like, dumb goblins, basically. So they're, like... No, actually, they're a little bit different. So they're large, hideous humanoid creatures that particularly enjoy human flesh or babies, right? So it's
I
really
like
tall, right? with a heck ton of hair.
No, Winter. This reminds me a lot of our French class, where everyone just says, je mange le petit enfant, or I eat the small baby.
When people ask me what I can say in French, that's the only sentence I'll say.
Je mange le petit enfant.
Yummy. All right. And then it usually has, like, a larger head, and a strong body, and a large mouth, etc. You know, just, like, a twisted version of a human, basically. And then, of course, in medieval times... They didn't just eat babies, they sinned in all sorts of horrible ways that turned them into ogres, evidently.
Jesus.
Anyway, but what I didn't know was that it was also included in, like, East Asian folklore as well. And I have a picture here, if any of you guys want to see it. It's beautiful. Actually, wait, Oliver, do you... Yeah, look at that! That's so weird.
I can't... Yes, it's on the dock. It's right here, Winter.
It's not on my dog.
Anyway.
Wait, no, it is on my dog.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though? I didn't even know.
Chinese lore is funky.
Weird.
Eastern lore in general is funky.
Oh, yeah, and that specific image is like an ogre dressing up as a monk, and, like, you can see in his hand, that's, like, the offering plate that they get, like, donations of food on.
Oh, right.
Yeah, except instead, he just eats you.
Have you ever heard about how monks live?
Bro, I would live as a monk.
They just, like, get donations of food. And they meditate the entire day.
Literally, they just walk around. They don't say anything.
Did you just say if monks are real podcast? Last time I checked, they do exist.
I don't think so. It's impossible.
I don't think I believe they're real.
Anyway, so yeah, I like both of them because they're just like weird little humans. And their like role in mythology
Ogres a lot because Shrek is an ogre.
Yeah.
This is my favorite.
Oh,
I love Shrek so much.
You know what's dumb? Shrek
sometimes
doesn't
I just,
eat
like,
people.
One time I like... printed out a large picture
I'm
of Shrek.
All right.
And then I attached it
to a bong pillow. Yeah, all right.
And, yeah, that was it. The story ends there.
That's concerning.
Bro, I have a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger taped to my dashboard in my truck.
Yummy.
I
mean, what?
Okay.
Run the Arnold Schwarzenegger
Okay.
Oh, wait, guys, did I tell you that I made a 3D model of Arnold Schwarzenegger's head?
Yes.
I remember that.
It went famous, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was number one for a long time.
On what?
Tinkercad.
It's called Tinkercad. It's basically like 3D modeling for children.
I actually used that for a college project. Teach someone to use Tinkercad.
That's so
for our
dumb.
Project, we have to 3D model in for this next period. All engineers have access to SolidWorks.
Yeah.
Like, all of them have access to it for free. And she's like, use Tinkercad.
Use
show each other how to use it. And it's just like...
Yeah, it's so
sure,
hard. It's so complicated.
It is. You can't adjust numbers by, like, clicking and typing it in. I got so annoyed.
You
got to
drag. And, like, it's, like, easy if you're doing something simple. But if you're trying to do anything specific at all, it literally takes hours.
Wait, no. You can't actually type in numbers. It's just pain.
Yeah,
because
same.
It's like,
well,
you're
just click
on
the thing. Yeah, anyway.
Funky
That's
stuff.
Really
Sophia
off topic.
Really mad.
No, sorry, I'm not feeling
too bad. Bro, also, you could pass...
COVID, get away.
No, I'm car sick. I'm sorry, I should have prefaced that.
Yeah, we are filming this in a car, guys, actually.
Sophia, I have a costume recommendation for you.
Costume?
Yeah, you should dress up as Baba Yaga sometime.
You should dress up as Shrek.
Baba Yaga is literally my favorite mythical
She's so
ever.
Cool. It's a lady who lived in the house with chicken legs.
Bet,
yeah.
I'll do it.
I know
she's
who
so
is.
Cool. I literally changed my Valorant username to it, and it's so funny, because either people get it, and they just, like, have a fun time with it, or they don't get it, and they ask
Baba Yaga.
You know either way.
Also, Baba Yaga is such a powerful person.
I know,
like,
she's
underestimated.
She has the four horsemen coming out of her house every morning, like...
So underestimated how much power she has. Just like, she is like power.
Literally, Baba Yaga could end the world if she wanted to.
Yeah.
She is not attractive.
I'm sorry.
Why the hell would I dress like her?
Because she's powerful.
Okay. Just something about your hair reminded me of her, and I was like,
it's
not even attractiveness an insult. Baba Yaga has like the coolest hair. What?
I'm
not saying you look like Baba Yaga. There's a reason it's called a costume.
No, there's other.
That's like saying.
What is up with you, Shrek? Knock it off. You want to see a sexy photo of Shrek, Winter?
No, you have one in my chair.
Like
multiple times already.
No.
I'll show Oliver.
All right.
When
my
eyes are closed.
Wilson has a really funny joke about you and Shrek, by the way. I'll explain to you later.
What?
About how he's still in love with you and how you guys all have fun with Shrek, too.
What?
Hey. Who goes next?
I'm sorry.
I'll go next. God. I'll go next. Okay.
Cool. Hey, also, we need to talk after this.
Also, I'll read it to you directly.
Wilson,
it's hilarious.
He's not listening to this, but I'm just giving him a shout out. Wilson,
I'll tell him to listen to
Wilson,
this. Just
I want
to
have sex. I'm gonna need...
Wilson Winter said that he wants to have sex with you.
I'm going to need to, like,
now
message him and be like, excuse me, but what the hell?
Oh, this was from, like, last year. I just haven't told you. I was, like, going through old messages to find a photo, and I ran into that conversation. And
he's still going to get an excuse me, but what the hell?
No context.
Exactly.
Okay, so I research vampires.
Gross.
Yay.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Are they hot? Is it true?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, just in case you guys didn't know, a vampire is a creature from a folklore that subsists by feeding on vital... What the hell is that word?
Vital forces? Wait.
Is that
vital
essence?
Organs?
Ha. Oh, vital essence. Yeah.
Essence. Is that what I was trying to write? Yeah, what? Essence.
Yeah,
sorry.
Vital essence.
I write my essence. Really.
It's forest blood.
And they're generally, and that's generally in the form of blood of the living. So there are a lot of different versions of vampires in folklore, but here are the common... What?
Wait, I just... No, something just clicked in my head. Why vampires drink blood? Because you said vital essence. Because
it's
people beforehand thought blood was this, like, amazing substance
that's
that was
literally
made in the body,
like,
and then disappeared.
My man, that's how, like, the origin of vampires came around. Because, like, some poor
vitalism.
Dude had, like, a bad skin condition.
Yeah,
like,
vitalism.
And then they were, like, the way to cure... Oh, sorry, am I still...
No,
funny?
I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah. So where vampires came from was... There was one dude, well, like, the stereotypical vampire that we think of today... He never came outside during the daytime. Essentially, he had really sensitive skin, and he would burn really bad.
Oh, with the sun.
Gamer?
That's like allergic to the sun. That's an actual
gamer. Yeah, he's a gamer. Basically
a
gamer.
Gamers.
Right? Yeah, and the doctors recommended this really good G fuel. It's called blood, right?
G fuel.
Because, essentially, you know, again, that's life force. It was supposed to heal him, and so he drank small amounts of blood and didn't come out during the day, and the locals hated him because he had a really bad reputation, and then... That's basically where vampires came from.
Sick. I didn't know that. I probably should have.
Is that where they came from, though?
Well, no.
There's probably other references,
kind of.
But that's one.
Like,
I mean, I didn't,
like,
get super specific with
the most extreme version I can think of. There's people
I
that were like...
No, that you're
legitimate.
I literally have no idea.
Alrighty. So, like I said, there are different versions of vampires, but here are the common characteristics. One, drinking blood, obviously.
Yep.
Two, immortality.
Gross.
Three, generally avoiding sunlight.
Nice.
Four, heightened senses. Five, morphing. And then six, this is just a weird one, but there's weaknesses, and then for some reason, garlic.
So
that's just one I put.
Were added on, and it's hilarious. Like, literally a lot of it... Oh, sorry.
No,
oh,
go ahead.
Gosh.
Don't they, like, not, like,
rust?
No, I want you to do commentary.
Tack stuff on at the end.
Nope,
they get...
say it.
Fine, okay. So, you know, when Europe got all, like, Christian,
mm-hmm.
right? And,
ew.
Like, it literally affected everything. See, I'm one for Christianity,
yes.
But... It replacing, like, literally all culture was kind of weird.
I have one specific
yes,
story
so
why it
whack.
Became very, very crazy.
Anyway,
wait.
Yeah.
I have a thing.
Yeah.
Aren't they, like, scared of steak?
No.
What?
No, they love steak. What are you talking
excuse me?
About?
I thought they were
steak.
Scared of steak.
I've never heard of
wooden
steaks.
Steaks. Wooden
like,
steaks?
In the heart. Not
yeah.
steaks.
If you...
Oh.
Did yeah. you never know
this? Wait. Did you not know
wooden,
that?
No, I read I Am Legend. I just
oh.
forgot.
Right.
Oh, steak like in the heart, like a wooden
it's
steak.
A wooden
and
steak
I Am Legend, he literally
in
goes into like houses during the day and just pounds a steak into the chest of all the families that turned into vampires. Like, have you guys read I Am Legend?
Oh, I thought you meant steak
read,
the food.
Like,
I'll go
them,
here. I'll save
really
it for
weird.
When you
I thought, yeah, I thought
okay,
you meant
I do
steak
talk
the
about
food.
Steaks a little bit.
I'll tell you guys about
okay.
I Am Legend.
So, this is kind of going off of Eli's thing. I did not get specific, but vampires originated in folklore and they were widely reported from Eastern Europe in the late 17th and early 18th centuries. There are a lot of theories as to where the origins of vampire beliefs came from. One, people were unable to process the idea of a body's death and decomposition.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that was
yes.
one of them. That's so cool.
So this may have to go with the idea of cold and pale skin when people are dead, and vampires being creatures of the undead, so, like, the fact that bodies could be coming back alive. Premature burial, what?
So... No, continue. I'll continue after you're done, like, just in case
okay.
I'm going to say something that you're
okay.
saying. Okay.
Another
point.
Thing is premature burials, a.k.a. people burned alive, or buried alive, I mean, sorry.
Horrible stuff.
So this influences the whole idea of vampires sleeping in coffins, because people would hear noises from coffins, and since the bodies were still alive, in this one case, noises were so bad that they dug up and found that there were fingernail markings on the inside of the coffin.
Oh,
person tried to scratch themselves out of it.
Literally, that's, like, a major
have
fear.
Have you guys
heard
The Fall
have.
Of the House of Usher by Edgar Allan Poe? Valentine?
No. No.
Wait, I think I... Did we read that for our English class?
No, I actually did. Yeah,
I don't know if we did.
Okay, I reckon... I don't think I've... We never actually read all of them.
Yeah.
At least I didn't.
A dude trying to, like... What's it called?
Well, Edgar Allan Poe loved writing stories about being buried alive because he lived in a time where it was a common fear to be buried alive, so they would put bells outside of graves so that you could pull the string if you got buried alive and you wake up.
Right.
So,
So here's a specific story. This goes under the subject of, like, vampire hotspots where you can kind of visit them now. Like, where people think, like, there's groups of vampires still.
Yeah.
So there's this place called Mercy Brown's Grave in New England. Mercy Brown is also known as New England's last vampire. She died in 1892 at the age of 19, and it was actually a really tragic death. She had been been alive during a period known as the New England's last vampire, and people were under the impression that Mercy was feeding off of humans, so they exhumed her body and burned her heart alive. Like, well, they took her heart and just...
I mean, that's what you do.
So this actually reminded me of the whole idea of staking a vampire's heart, the fact that they had specifically gone for her heart. So this brought me to the whole subject of how to kill a vampire. So, do you want me to read them all off, or do you guys want to try to guess some of them first? I think that might be...
I'll guess.
I am a vampire.
Okay, and I'll go more into details when you guess them.
Isn't one of them, like, a silver bullet or something?
That's a werewolf.
That's a werewolf, yeah.
I thought it was vampires, too, and werewolves.
So...
Or is it just werewolves?
There was the wooden stake, right?
Although I did read silver was somewhere, so that might be right.
I'm not sure.
The effects of holy water, like, change?
Yes.
Isn't it, like, a cross or something?
Yes, okay, so holy water... I put holy water / objects, because it varies depending on religion and beliefs. So vampires are demonic creatures, so that's kind of where the whole idea of using an object in faith would ward off vampires. For the stake, the most popular way is typically through the heart, but some say that it only works through the stomach. It kind of depends on where the origins of the vampire come from.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to keep guessing, or you want me to just go?
Well, with the heart, there's a lot of references to having to burn or kill the heart in order to kill the creature. Like,
I have a guess.
If you look at... Give me a second. If you look at Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts, in one version of it,
sorry,
the Queen of Hearts has her heart separate in a box.
Yeah.
And Alice, to kill the Queen of Hearts,
has to find the box and kill the heart.
That's
exactly. She has to kill the heart, and you see that in other places too, where it's like, you have to not only find the person who you want to kill, but you have to find their heart, or you have to find their body and burn it and purify it to get rid of that connection and truly kill.
There are some witch tales with that, where witches will, like, move their hearts or whatever to certain places so they're safe.
Witches, yeah.
I don't know where I read that, but I read that when I was younger, and I thought it was
super cool. Don't tell me that a vampire would survive being strapped to a nuke and then nuked.
That's my last example. No. you got it.
Don't tell me they'd survive that.
There's many creatures that would not survive that in the first place.
You never know. They're immortal. Okay. Do you guys want to keep guessing? You want me to go?
No, I don't know if this is, like, killing them, but they don't like sunlight, right?
Yes, so sunlight... So this is actually kind of interesting because... vampires are cursed to forever hide from the sun. It burns their undead skin. And, I found it interesting because I connected this with the whole idea that vampire's weakness is the sun, werewolf's weakness is the moon. And so it's kind of like a whole, like, yin and yang thing.
Strength is the moon.
Well, no, because generally in stories, people don't want to turn into werewolves. It's painful. So the whole fact that if there's a full moon, it's their weakness.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a yin and yang thing where, like, you know, they're the opposite of each other. I don't know. I always thought that was interesting.
Also, the metal that represents the moon is silver. So,
that makes sense.
I wonder if, in some part of theory in vampires, the metal that represents sun or gold would kill vampires, just because gold is also such a religious
metal.
And there's another wording besides weakness. It's the fact that vampires are bound to the sun and werewolves are bound to the moon. That makes it easier to understand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I didn't use weakness in the right term.
Yeah. In Terraria, you can get, like, a... What's it called? Like a moon necklace?
A moon shell and a sun stone? No, that's not right.
I love this already.
All right, never mind.
You get a shell? No.
Vampires drop, like, it turns you into a vampire in the game and makes you, like,
stronger. No, you can turn into a werewolf and you can turn into a merman.
No, there's a vampire one, too. All three of them have one.
When did they add the vampire one? What?
So long ago. It's been part of the game for so long. It's better than the werewolf one, too.
The
all right, but,
okay.
Sorry.
Do you want me to just go for it now?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're supposed to be able to turn into, like, bats, right? Or, like, just, like, shapeshift.
So that's why I put morphing in, like, the list of general things. I did not look into that because I didn't think that was, like, super...
Yeah, it's, like, that's more common.
I think it became, like, yeah, but say it came from, like, more media coverage. I don't know why, but...
If that's a thing, right? Mm-hmm. You have to invite them into your house.
Oh, I always found that so interesting.
Okay, could they just become a bat and then just fly into your house because they're not a vampire?
It's like, I'm basing this off of Vampire Diaries, which is probably really bad, but it's in that they can't go in because it's like a boundary, like just can't cross, period, without permission.
All right.
Which is, I know it's not a credible show, but I'm sure they did tons of research for it.
Credibility is something interesting because shows like that do have some.
Also, I've learned a lot from that show, which,
like,
I mean,
the show is the new folklore. They're just inventing it.
It's true. Like, that's when I was reading all this, I was surprised by how much actually came from very old folklore, and I was like, I thought it was all made up in the show.
Yeah, it's like Supernatural, where a lot of that show is based off of the Lesser Keys Solomon. So there's a large part of that that is true in quotation marks. Because it comes back to Lesser Keys, and there's some parts that are different, like their demon trap, while that exists in Lesser Key, demon trap is actually like 7 different colors, and they just use chalk on the floor, but if you take what they say in a grain of salt with a lot of different shows, a lot of it ends up being true or very similar to what real life is.
Oh, right. And slight thing, I wanted to say this when you're talking about dead bodies, but, so when a dead body decomposes, right? You know, it gases blood at the stomach, and those pressures also force, what's it called, like, fluids out of the nose and mouth.
Right.
And so there were people with bloated stomachs and blood coming out of their mouth, right, in coffins. And so, people thought at the beginning, like, that plague was caused by, like, the bodies of witches, right?
Right.
And then when they were just, like, you know, like, taking out these people, they were like, holy crap, some of these people are still alive because, you know, they, like, still grow their hair out, you know, stuff like that. And so that's where the idea, like, another idea of vampires came from, and I think that's super cool.
That's
like,
crazy interesting. Okay. All right. Sorry, no, that was interesting. I was just thinking.
No, it's cool. I'm sorry.
What the? Don't apologize. I'm going to hate you.
How are you more Canadian than me, or actually, no, Winter's...
Canadian?
Winter, it says sorry.
I'm also Canadian.
Okay, well, I think it's just in this situation, because I feel like you guys have, like, important
things to say. I think I say sorry most out of all you guys.
Yeah, you do. Like, I don't say sorry in my day-to-day life, but, like, here it feels like something's important.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, mate.
Okay, so I'm going to just keep going. Yeah, so, sorry, other ones that I researched, fire. And I didn't get too far into this because I couldn't find
witches.
But it's like the whole idea where you can burn them alive. But it says that, I don't know, I found this on a crazy site, but it said it's not recommended because it's dangerous for you.
fire
so,
hurts.
So, garlic. I did a lot trying to find something on this, and I could not find much. The most information that I found was that it doesn't kill them, but it burns them or, like, stuns them for a minute.
It's
harmful,
fruit.
But doesn't kill them. It makes me wonder if you can inject them with, I mean, you know.
No, this is super interesting.
And you can inject them with a certain amount to maybe kill, at least make them pass out.
Also, are onions, like, stronger than garlic?
Yeah, but I think garlic's...
It's just garlic. It's not about how strong it is.
Yeah. garlic.
May not like your breath.
Wait. I have a question.
Yeah.
If I caught a real vampire, strapped to its a table, cut open its chest, and ate its heart, what would happen?
You'd become a vampire.
Would I become a vampire?
If I remember correctly, once you die because you took in the vampire's blood, you would become a vampire. Choose some different theories about it. Like, that's the most common TV representation, is you have to drink the blood of a vampire, and then once you die, or within a certain period after it, you come back to life.
Wait, really? I didn't know those other shows. I thought that was only Vampire Diaries.
No,
I didn't know that.
In Horror Story, they, like, drink the blood of vampires.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's interesting. I didn't know it was in other shows. I thought that was, like, a weird twist they put.
Honestly, I would eat a vampire. It would be, like, amazing. I'd be like, yeah, who's drinking your blood now? And then I would drink all their blood.
Also, there's two things. There's one thing. With the burning, technically, to some beliefs, the vampire wouldn't actually die until the heart burned. Which is why it would be so dangerous. Not because fire, but because if that gets loose, until the heart is burnt and gone, it's still alive.
That would be
it can still regenerate, and it can still attack you.
Well, it was
still... burned vampire.
Coming
scary
at you.
And also, can you imagine if you miss the heart? Like, you know, you just have, like, some... It's like zombies, except they're intelligent. And they, like...
Okay,
night.
Branching off of that, can I say the I Am Legend thing?
Yeah, man.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I Am Legend is a book from, I think, the 50s, early 50s, that I read. It's, like, a classic, and it's considered probably, like, the first
like popular media introduction of like the whole like zombie apocalypse type genre, but it's actually about vampires, and it's basically this dude who you start off like several months into this world where all of the people have been turned into vampires by other vampires, and they come out at night and like sleep in their beds during the day, and he's the only one who's managed to survive, at least that he knows of.
Oh, wow.
And he literally is just like in his house with a bunch of like fortifications of like garlic and like all this other shit, and then he spends every day just going out and like killing them with steaks while they're sleeping, as many as he can per day.
I didn't know that.
They made a movie about that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they made a movie that I haven't watched, but I think it has like Will Ferrell in it.
Yeah, it
like,
does. It's Will Ferrell.
Which is really weird for a movie like that. But anyway, the book, I don't know if the movie's good. The book is amazing. I highly recommend it, and the end is super interesting.
I'm actually going to check it out.
Also, the garlic end is really good. Garlic's just like salt in terms of warding. Like how a demon or an evil spirit can't cross the line of salt.
Right.
Similar thing with garlic and demons, or garlic and
vampires.
Vampires, I believe some people also say salt will ward off a vampire.
Well, so it's a really dark book. It's like not a happy book.
So right. That's why I read it, because like
but
so
it's
many,
really good.
So many like apocalypse scenarios, I think, are like over.
They end too
yeah,
happy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're flattened. Like
this is one of the most accurate like betrayals of how depressing it would actually be to be in an apocalypse like that.
Yeah.
And okay, back to Perry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, the whole idea of the fire not getting to the heart kind of brings me to my next point. Decapitation. So, yeah. This way it came up quite a bit, and it said was, like, one of the most effective ways that it is realistic as it kills most, if not all, of creatures, and whether or not they're dead or alive. But it makes me wonder personally, like, it wasn't controversy online, but, like, how would, I think, if anything, the heart is the most... You know, whatever.
Okay.
If they wouldn't die, that's how I thought it would happen. But, you know, that's just my own opinion, if anything.
So, it all comes down to the regeneration idea. Like, what happens when you sever a head from the body? Like,
well,
does the body grow a head?
Anymore.
Impossible, right?
Well,
does the head grow an entire body?
It's like the
also
chicken without a
impossible.
Head, though. Like, I think they can... I think that there's a possibility...
yeah, but then when you consider it, like, a vampire without a head is useless. Right?
What if you were to sever the head, like, half? Like
I literally,
they would
I,
live.
I literally
just
they?
A half completed job would never.
Well, no, that's complete. That's a genuine question.
I just
question,
picture
right?
a body
yeah,
without
course.
A head just running around like.
it's like that Scooby Doo where the
no,
where the
a chicken
Frankenstein
that
like proves like a.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's sort of like
until it just dies.
I think it would kill it because there's very few creatures like the Hydra who would actually be able to survive getting their head chopped off, and even then, if I don't think I'm remembering this correctly, but
bro,
to kill a Hydra, you
like
have to kill all of its heads. Before it can regenerate the new ones.
Also. Or just fire.
Or fire. You have to burn the entire thing or keep it from regenerating the first
or
place.
Or a nuke would work in that modern time.
Well, I mean,
stop
it wouldn't exist.
It's not fair.
Nukes are
I think
effective.
It wouldn't be able to have another control system
right.
if the head was gone.
Like Godzilla.
Yeah. True. No, for sure.
Godzilla and, like, what is it?
And
like,
Godzilla doesn't even make sense.
I mean, cockroaches also can survive nukes.
Okay, well, cockroaches are, like... OP hobos. Like, it's insane.
They can survive everything,
they
dude.
Survived the thing that killed the dinosaurs.
Bro,
so.
Alright. Yeah, we should stop talking about cockroaches.
Okay,
cockroaches.
So now this brings me to, like, my...
How to get rid of them.
Shut up!
Sorry.
Listen to Sophia.
So, this brings my final point. Cockroaches. And...
I'm
kidding.
I knew it.
We called it.
Okay, so whether or not vampires are real. And so that's, it's iffy because, one, it brings me back to the whole demonic creature. So if you believe in certain parts of demons, could, you know, whatever. Okay. There are real-life vampires in a way where there are people who drink blood. And that's real, and the people call them vampires, so that's some.
Cool guys.
That's a thing. And, yeah, I also think it's interesting because a lot of characteristics that vampires hold is the fact that the way they could get blood is they're, like, irresistible. They're very, I guess you say seductive in a way.
Not all of them.
No, this is just in general. I'm saying this
some
is very general
like
terms.
I have legend they're, like, gross and, like, kind of more like zombies.
Oh, well.
And also in, like, if you've ever seen, like, Nosferatu, which is one of the, I think it's the first film betrayal of a vampire, and it's, like, super famous silent movie. Not an attractive looking
tree. That's fair. All the stuff I'm talking is generalized. There are very, very many variations of vampires.
Yeah.
So you, if listeners know anymore, I didn't cover everything.
There's so many, yeah.
Yeah. There, yeah. But yeah, I also, but general, and the ones that I read are
Well, there's some really weird ones like those. Oh, sorry.
No,
yeah,
you're
no, I was just looking. But there's one in, I don't know where, it's an island chain where it's like a head that severs from a body and then like the internal organs and stuff like grab children.
Oh,
and
God.
That's like considered a
Wait. I know what you're talking about. They made the movie with this.
I didn't know. Okay, I actually don't want to see that movie because that is just a weird movie.
Well, it's like super. It's like mutant creatures, like mutant vampires. It's mutant zombies that are super fast, and they have like their organ that comes out and grabs you just to eat you.
That's
it's
horrible.
Weird. It's whack.
But like, yeah, it's similar to vampires in that like it only like the head detaches from the body at night, and it's basically a witch. It's weird.
The flippin' Among Us character, the imposters, the head just opens with a tongue that's just like, whap!
Bro, that's such a weird idea. Can you imagine if your midsection, like, was a mouth?
Oh, God. Well, it was at one point your belly button.
That's true.
I would stick my head inside of it.
Oh, God.
You could do, like, the
I could, like, kiss myself.
Do the snake thing?
What are you
trying
to kiss?
Did,
like, one mouth here, just like...
Oh, God.
Bend down.
Are you that flexible?
Give myself a kiss. I mean, if I had a mouth here, I'd probably be that flexible.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably.
Like, okay, sorry. I keep on interrupting.
We've been interrupting
with these
so
random ass comments.
Yeah.
But you're when they were interrupting me, I got so mad, and you're just like letting us interrupt you.
Okay.
You need to like.
But I feel like it makes
us with a knife more.
But it makes conversation
that's
more
my job.
Like, you know, like organic. You know, it feels less.
I don't
like
it. I like being really. Like robotic and structured, and there's no like casualness to our conversations.
You actually
oh,
you
said
this.
You can't just have got a shank. And threaten me
you
with
said
it.
Threaten me with a knife.
I didn't mean it.
Well, don't.
I'm really scared.
I was just giving you a haircut. They missed
Sophia
a part.
Sophia has that killer.
Just like take a big.
I think you look better with short hair.
No nose for you.
No nose.
The next time I get a haircut, it'll be like more dramatic. Well, I'm gonna like do
mohawk.
Bro,
okay.
I got like a
mullet?
Military haircut, and it was weird. It was really gross. I don't know if any of you guys saw me.
Okay.
Yes. I remember that.
I did too. It was like in what, 7th grade?
And like I don't know, something like that. But like the problem is like it looks good at the beginning. But then, as it grows out, it requires constant maintenance, and I didn't constantly maintain it. So, you know, it grows out like a monk's, and it's, like, all just straight.
Someone unironically told me I should get a mullet, and I was like, no.
Gross.
Please don't.
That does not
actually,
sound
I will,
good.
I won't judge you if you do. I personally
I will 100% judge you if you do.
I'm not. I would
see,
never
I'd like
a
to
mullet.
Say that I don't judge people with mullets, but I see people with mullets, and I judge them. You know, you're just like...
You can't
I
not judge
them. I have a friend with a mullet... And I try so very hard to be nice to them.
Well, okay, at what point does it constitute as a mullet as well? Is it, like, when you can gather it up into a ponytail?
No, so, okay, it's very, very, like, bangy in the front, and the sides are... Okay, I don't know how to explain this. It's the ugliest
just look
hair
where the sides don't exist?
No,
just
the sides
up.
Are
yeah.
there. They're, like...
What?
They're long, but they're not long. They're, like, I'm trying to think of a good example.
It's like a military
hair. No, they're there. They're, like,
what?
Almost the length of... Your hair, right there. But then their back goes down to, like, their ass. It's
oh,
like a
God.
Skunk. That's the best way I can describe the look that they're going for.
Monsters. People who have mullets. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Do you have more about vampires?
No, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay, I was just going to say, we're running long on time.
Go ahead,
so.
Go ahead.
Okay, fine.
This is going to be a longer one, guys.
I have so much info that I'm just going to share at the end.
We say that at the
all
end.
All this useless info is building up.
I'm just going to speed run this because there's so much dragons that I could dive into. Also, I'm talking about dragons. Let's start off with, like, perspectives on dragons, starting from the west, which took up, like, most of the world. Uh-oh. Oh, what the hell is
no,
that?
No, I was trying to show you. That's what my
yo!
Looks like.
That's silent.
That
actually
was...
kind of fancy.
Mine
but
is like this dude who looks
weird.
Like so confident, but he's just so...
They
see,
own,
just get rid
mullets.
Of the back, and he's like a Chad, bro.
I know.
They...
Dude, no, this is
I'm
it.
So sorry.
This
all
is
right,
it.
Go,
but
go,
this
go,
part right here is just slightly longer.
Ah!
This
so,
is his
so
look.
Gross.
It's the
so
ugliest
gross.
Look I've ever seen in my life.
Oliver, go.
Oh, okay.
And he looks just like... No, I'm kidding.
Speed running dragons. Starting off with East versus West perspective. In the West, you basically had dragons that are evil creatures. You have knights going to kill them. Dragons cause chaos, and they kill people. Yeah, In the East, they were actually seen more powerful deities and, like, knowledgeable beings who also controlled stuff like the elements and storms and all that, and would actually ward off evil.
They're too funny, though.
They're whack.
So long.
They're long right. boys. Then you have the... There's a story about Merlin. When the... I think this is... It was talking about how this is one of the ways Merlin came along in history.
Nice.
Where, basically... Merlin was a prophet, and he talked about how they were, how one king was trying to build a tower, and it kept crashing, and Merlin said it was because there's two dragons underneath, and you had to let them go. What? And it was a red and a white dragon, and when they came out, Merlin prophesied that at first, the white dragon would beat the red, and this was saying that basically, I think it was England or whatever it was that existed there, England would beat the Anglo-Saxons or Wales.
All right.
But then the red would come back and beat the white. Prophesizing how Wales and the Anglo-Saxons would come back and defeat England, and both of those events happened.
Yeah,
so he was a prophet on how that would work, and that was tied to his use of dragons.
But who the heck would release two dragons into the world to build a building?
A king.
The Romans were like, we're gonna take over, and then the barbarians were like, nah.
I love that. They just basically just made Rome their own by settling in it, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, by the way, Rome is ours now. And Rome's like, well, we can't
good
say
sorry, just keep going.
So far.
We also have, I'll talk about Lago Goy in a second.
Wait, are we going to talk about wyverns?
No.
Dang.
You can go into them in a second.
I'm just going to say that the most realistic, like, interpretation of what a dragon could be, like, you know, like,
that's
the
true.
Limb and structure-wise, like, that's literally what a dragon would look like, and I think that is, like, actually kind of accurate. Like, there could have been dragons, well, wyverns, you know?
Wyverns, yeah. Well, origins of dragons. There were ideas, there's four main points that the article that I used talked about. The first one was existing creatures, which I'll get into later here on what we currently call, like, real dragons.
Yeah.
The second one was fossils that people found at the time, okay. that they referenced back to being like, oh, this is a dragon, or this exists as a dragon. The third is religion, which we see a lot. There's a lot of connection between, I don't remember what the hell they're called. I also do not like them that much.
Saints?
Yes, saints. There's a lot of connection between saints and dragons.
Gosh dang it. Why?
And then
Why
fear.
Church?
The church is whack. Fear.
Yeah.
Fear was the main driver of also the existence of dragons.
The saints can take out dragons with their holy power. It just makes sense.
Dude, dragons are sick.
Then, finally, before I go into the real-life dragons that we see, or we call dragons today, you have Lago Goy, which is gargoyles, because they're interesting.
So cool.
They started existing a while back. They started in France, like these demonic creatures that existed near La Seine, which is the main river that runs through the center of France.
Gargoyles
and
are so cool.
They are whack.
They're like demon goblin things.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If you want to look into them, the video that I used as a source is completely in French, so have fun. Because YouTube got rid of its subtitle feature.
So dumb.
It was the stupidest thing YouTube had ever done. But
I mean, like, people made fun of it because it was bad, but, like, it's better than nothing.
It's like, I would rather read French and just listen to it and have to rewind, like, 3 times in the architectural video about gargoyles and be like, oh, that's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, hey, Parrot's back. Yeah. We're talking about gargoyles in French.
Gargoyles are nice.
But yeah, they're weird. They're shown as like actual like creatures and humans also. And they're just like on the side of buildings. And they have the rain spouts run through their mouth.
That's
they're spewing
so
water. They're really interesting to see in person. The video, if you look at it, talks about where the first gargoyles were put on buildings and all that. And it's really cool. And then finally, speedrunning still. We have National Geographic put out an article of 7 real-life dragons that live up to their names. You have the ruby sea dragon, which is...
Wait, are there pictures?
Not for the sea dragon. The sea dragon is just a really, like, bright red seahorse.
That's so
that's
cool.
really rare and it's hard to find.
I'm just kidding.
Let's see. The blue dragon sea slug, which I think a lot of people have seen. The photo is really bad.
That's a really
what?
Bad photo. I've seen it, though.
Is it, like, microscopic or something?
No, it's
no,
big.
No, it's a normal size.
It's also very deadly.
Oh.
But...
Why National Geographic? You have... Literally photographers all over the world.
It's a little nudibranch, which is a type of, like, sea slug, basically, that exists and is also dangerous. You have the pink dragon millipede.
Oh, the photos are just not loaded.
Yeah, it's just not loaded.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
You have a pink dragon millipede, which is actually really cool, and I sort of want one as a pet. Like, look at that little unit. It is a unit, and I love it.
That's super cool.
But it looks really cool. It looks more like, sort of like what the Chinese...
Also,
described, but
scary.
With more legs. What?
Centipedes are scary.
This is a millipede.
Millipedes are scary.
Either way.
Millipedes are fine. It's centipedes are scary and I hate.
It's like a snake with legs. Like, except no. It doesn't even have the personality of a snake.
Snakes with legs are terrifying.
I've seen those. No, they're kind of cute. I like how they have, like, little tiny legs and then they eat bugs. Have you seen one of those snakes with legs eating bugs?
But
no. They're so cute. Look at them. That's just like so great.
A lizard.
I know. But what's funny is they move around like, it's like a lizard. If they flailed like a snake, you know?
Yeah, well, that's basically what a skink is.
Yeah, that boy.
Skink.
I've that's
seen
a
that.
Skink.
I've seen that one.
That's just a skink.
They're great.
Skink?
A skink, yes.
Skink.
We also have the Komodo dragon, which everyone knows of.
What's the Komodo dragon?
There's the black dragonfish, which looks whack. I'm pulling up a picture for people who are here. You can look this up on your own time, because it's in the article. But it is creepy, and it definitely lives up to dragon. And while that's loading, you have flying dragons, which are lizards that fly.
I'm just going to move right to this side, actually.
Black dragonfish, though, as the image pulls up.
Yeah,
they're
those are
creepy.
So cool. Oh, that's like a viper fish.
It's like the fish from Finding Nemo.
It's creepy. It's like an angler fish without
Nemo.
The angler.
We're based on actual fish. What is that?
It's so creepy. It's really cool.
Does it
but
live like super creepy. Deep in the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like, if you look at that
that's
eyes,
so cool. Look at the white eyes, the teeth. Oh my god.
Yeah. If you look at that eyes, that's
yeah,
you can tell that they live in a place with no light.
That needs to go on r/natureismetal. I'm gonna do it. Like it deserves it.
They're whack, though.
Oh my gosh, wait, there's a tiny one on my finger. Look at it. Aww. It's like a little evil leech.
And then I think that's the it. That's the it, yeah.
That's the it.
That's the it.
You're the it.
Flying dragons are also weird. You can get flying dragons as pet. They're also called flying lizards. I will tell you not to unless you're an experienced reptile person, because they're pretty cool, but they're not meant to be handled.
Take care of them, guys.
Flying lizard. Let's pull you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, don't.
I like, flying lizard.
If you're experienced and you know what the hell you're doing, it's a pretty interesting pet to have. They're pretty cool.
You know what's
they're
funny?
Not meant to be handled, and they do need large enclosures, but they also look awesome. And there's other creatures
whoa.
That... like, so...
What? Is that actually real?
That's called a satanic leaf
that's
gecko.
That's beautiful!
Satanic leaf geckos don't have wings.
That's actually really
last cool. time I checked.
Oh, dang it.
Leaf... gecko. Last time I checked, they don't have wings. They
you
just look
wings.
Cool.
Okay.
That does look.
That cool. does look hecka cool.
But yeah, as everyone's pulling it up, yeah, they don't have wings. They also look hecka cool.
Gosh dang it.
But like, that's just photoshopped wings.
Dang it.
Because you can find the original picture right here.
Dang.
Come on, guys. That's
but
really cool.
They're like really bright red and colorful, and
yo.
They look menacing. But that's a pet that I that's on my wish list to get at some point. They're expensive.
The only thing I would want is a pangolin. And then I would be contributing to trafficking efforts. And
well,
I'm not gonna do that.
Not unless you become, like, in the reptile industry, you're told you never really buy a wild-caught animal unless it's for the purpose of, A, research to save the species, or to breed them to then release captive bred animals to the market
okay.
to prevent the use
here.
Of wild-caught animals. But that's also for reptiles that aren't endangered and... you have the proper permits for to get to them breed if you work at an actual like breeding facility, or if you're a hobbyist and you get some of the lower tier reptiles that you want to try and get off.
Can you make a TED talk on like taking care of reptiles? I feel like you could do it.
I could definitely
That'd
do
be
it.
Really cool.
I could definitely make a TED talk.
I
on
would
that.
Go to your TED talk.
Right.
But it's fun. Cool. That's a very long like tangent.
I don't care. Those are great.
Cool. That's it for me. I think we're pretty much. Done here?
Alright guys, if you haven't already, be sure to check out our social media. You can go to our Instagram or our Linktree where we have other
stuff.
We have Twitter, we have Instagram,
we have my own personal website. No, I'm just kidding.
We have Winter's Instagram account if you'd like to check him
some
out personally.
Spicy pictures on there.
But yeah, we also post weekly and you can find all the places we post on our Instagram.
And Linktree just has everything.
Yeah, but if you don't already know, we do have Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, yeah.
Other stuff.
And all the
probably.
Mainly the popular stuff. So yeah, thanks for listening. We hope you guys have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sexually attracted to you.